Hello, everybody, and welcome to the first podcast on good government organized by the chair, Rafael del Riego, at the University of Oviedo. This is Alejandra Boto. On behalf of the chair's monitoring committee, I would like to welcome Professor Busta from the University of Lille. She is with us these days, hosted by the director of the chair, Professor Eva Menéndez Sebastián, in order to carry out different research and dissemination activities. In particular, she will present her latest book about the notion of administrative mediation. That is the main point of this short interview. Welcome then, Professor Busta, and thank you for being with us today. First of all, I'd like to know, why did you write on mediation in administrative law and justice? Where the idea came from? Can you tell us the main thesis defended in your book?
Many thanks. Good morning, and many thanks for receiving me. So actually, the idea of this book, I was working on the Ombudsman for about 15 years, and I realized that there was no book about the definition of mediation in administrative justice. I mean, there were a lot of books in other areas, like in private law, labor law, consumer law, but no book really dedicated to the mediation in administrative law. Although there's now a tendency, because we have a new law in France since 2016 that implemented mediation in administrative justice. And so it was for me a reason, because I kind of sensed the movement, the tendency into mediation in this area of law. And I thought it was interesting to dedicate a book. Although it's my book of habilitation, so there's also another reason here. The main thesis that I defend in the book is a definition of mediation that is a bit different from the vision that most lawyers have, which is ADR, alternative dispute resolution, a way to avoid the judge. Here the idea is to have another concept, and a concept that is more inspired by sociology, and other area of investigation. What I defend in this book is a definition that includes what is called médiation pédagogique in French, which means that mediation also includes not only negotiation, but explaining the administrative decision to the citizens. So I defend this concept of mediation in this book, and also the fact that it's not only an alternative, it's a concept in itself. So I'd say through a comparison between France and Spain, that's what I try to defend in this book.
It's very interesting, and of course, congratulations. May I ask how you conducted your research, since there was very few, if any, literature on the topic at the moment?
Yeah, exactly. It was one of the reasons maybe why I decided to write on this subject, is because there was not a lot of books on administrative mediation. So I used two tools. First, comparative law, and then interviews, which was for me the first time that I did interviews in my investigation. As far as comparative law is concerned, of course, there are a lot of literature in the US, in England, but I thought the comparison with Spain was very interesting, quite new, and it helps also a lot, because you had these new protocols in Murcia in 2013, and then in Madrid and Barcelona. Actually, I was on a leave at the Universitat Oberta de Catalunya when I started to work on the topic, and so I used the comparative law because there was not a lot of book on the topic. And second, I did interviews. It was new for me. I don't know if we know properly how to do it as a lawyer, but I found it very interesting, because it could bring extra to what you read on the book. And I did interviews with mediators, judges, experts on mediation in both Spain and France. And France, for instance, people from the Conseil d'État, who was at the origin of the law of 2016. And in Spain, I don't know, Gerardo Carballo, for instance, that he was very famous in Spain and a very important figure, but also other mediators. So I thought that really helped to write my book.
Okay, that was really a challenge, wasn't it? Your book definitely offers a comparative perspective, especially between France and Spain. Can you tell us an example of a striking difference between these two legal orders when it comes to administrative mediation?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's what why I love so much comparative law. It's because to build a concept, you have to see the similarities, but there's also a lot of differences, and that's why I think it's very passionate. Of course, the legal framework is very different in Spain and in France, because in Spain you have this regional state, and you don't have a national law on administrative mediation, whereas in France we have this law of 2016, which is a national law applied to all French territory. So this is a very different legal framework. In Spain, you have to interpret Article 77 of the law that regulates the administrative justice. And so it was a very interesting difference in the legal framework. And a very interesting difference that I found between Spain and France was the fact that most of the time in Spain, when people think about administrative mediation, they think about how to enforce a sentence by the administrative judge. Here we are in Asturias, but close, it's Galicia, and there's a very famous case, which is called A Coruña, a very famous case in Spain of mediation, because in that specific case, the agreement enforces a sentence that hasn't been applied for 18 years. So it was very interesting. Whereas in France, mediation is not thought as being a way to enforce a judicial sentence. It's the opposite. It's thought as to avoid the judge. So I thought it's very interesting, this difference, because it helps to actually build the concept and prove that mediation is not only an alternative to the judge, but could also help enforce a sentence. So this difference, practical difference between the two legal orders, help us to conceptualize the notion of administrative mediation and not to see it only as an alternative, but as a complementary tool with the administrative justice.
Well, I would say useful but tricky.
Yeah, it's of course it's tricky, like any new notions and concept.
Okay, yeah. Thank you again, Professor Busta. It's really a huge privilege to count on your collaboration. We say goodbye for the moment. We seem to have Professor Busta back again very soon.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.